I'm joined now by Mary Moynihan, who's the Artistic Director with Smashing Times, and we're going to talk about the 2020 Dublin Arts and Human Rights Festival. Hiya, Mary.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you in these strange times we find ourselves in?
I am doing well, and we are managing and coping and doing what we can.
Good.
As you said, it is very strange times, and I suppose we're all doing our best, and everybody's hoping to try and get through it all together.
Absolutely.
If we can.
And,
yeah.
And I mean, yourselves in Smashing Times and lots of other partners here are putting together this festival. So I presume that has been a big challenge.
I suppose it has. Initially, we were planning a festival which would be a live festival in real time and space. And after the pandemic hit, we all came together, all the partners, and we realised that at a certain stage we would have to decide what to do with the festival. Do we cancel it? Do we go ahead? And we felt it was important to look after everyone's safety. So we decided we would keep the festival but go online. So we've reimagined the festival online. And this is our second year to run this wonderful festival. It was initially started by Smashing Times and Frontline Defenders. And now we have a range of partners, Amnesty International, Fighting Words, Irish Council for Civil Liberties, the National Women's Council of Ireland, TROCRA. And we've a range of creative partners as well, really wonderful companies like John Scott Dance, Poetry Ireland, the Mill Theatre Dundrum, theatremaker.ie. And it's just brilliant to be able to showcase our work, if you like, using the arts to promote human rights online.
Yeah, it's great.
We have a range of events coming up from the 16th to the 25th of October. And it's quite diverse what we have.
Give us an example, Mary, of I know you're not involved in everything, but give us an example of some of the events that you're involved in.
Okay, well, as I said, they're very diverse. So we have talks, we have the panel discussions, we have actual performances, we have music, a whole range of different events. And one of the events that I'm involved with is called Artists Against Fascism. So what this is, it's part of a project Smashing Times are running with organisations from across Europe, from different countries. And we have created a multidisciplinary performance, which we have, remade to make it into a film. So we have a film which is inspired by stories of artists standing up to fascism. Now, we're looking at artists from the Spanish Civil War and World War II. So there was a range of wonderful artists around that time, a very traumatic time in the world, where you had the Spanish Civil War, which was seen like a precursor to World War II. And there was a number of artists that I was very taken by their stories. So what I've done is reimagined moments from their lives in a series of scenes, which we have made into a film.
Brilliant.
And there's a panel discussion as well then. And also, I'm really particularly pleased to have a number of artists today, because you have a lot of artists in Ireland who are using their arts to stand up to or to stand up for human rights. And I think it's timely because, you know, we're seeing fascism on the rise again, or certainly the far right, and hate speech and this idea of division rather than bringing people together. So I felt it was important to look at what artists have done in the past as inspiration and what artists are doing today, and to showcase that through the arts to celebrate human rights.
Brilliant. And it's a really interesting way that you've put it together as effectively a film. Did you enjoy that process, or how did you decide that was maybe the best medium to put this all together in?
Well, it became very clear, I think, early on that it was very much about storytelling. And to me, storytelling can happen. I'm a theatre and film artist, so I've worked for a long time in both mediums. And I'm very interested as well in this idea of interdisciplinary processes, bringing different processes together. So, for example, in the film, we have poets who have given us work, poems by Phelim James and by myself. We have dance and we have scenes. So in a way, you're mixing the arts within the film. And again, the film is an ideal medium for telling stories. And I kind of think it's not a mainstream film, a big blockbuster. It's a series of scenes that I've chosen, moments that inspired me from the lives of these artists.
Okay.
So I might give you one or two examples if I have time.
Yeah, if you give us one example, if you could. Yeah, we're tight enough on time, but go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for example, one of the artists in Spain was a young man called Francisco Boix, and he was a Spanish photographer. And he was involved in the Spanish Civil War, and then he went into exile in France, where he was incarcerated with all the Spanish Republican refugees. And he eventually ended up in Mauthausen concentration camp, which is a Nazi concentration camp. And it was there that, because he had photography skills, there was a photographic lab in Mauthausen where the Nazis were taking photographs, documenting the deaths in the camps, documenting all the dignitaries were visiting, as they called it, dignitaries, the top people visiting the camps. Mm-hmm. And Wash and his friends managed to smuggle out over 3,000 negatives. And these negatives were eventually used in the Nuremberg war trials to try or to hold to account some of the Nazis who had said they weren't in the camp, but right. The evidence. And Boix was the only Spanish person to give evidence in the Nuremberg trials. And since then, only the last few years, photographs were discovered in a suitcase that he had taken during the Spanish Civil War. A brilliant series of photographs. So it's wonderful that his work is remembered through those photographs, but also what he did as well.
Yeah, great that it survived all this time as well. So so that we can tell the story. Well, look, it's a great example of what's happening over between the 16th and the 25th. And it's very interesting, and I'm sure there's lots of interesting events happening. But if people wanted to know more detail, Mary, we could talk about it all day, but unfortunately we haven't got all day. If people wanted to know more, how would they find out what's on and where it's on?
Well, if you go to www.smashingtimes.ie, Dublin Arts and Human Rights Festival 2020.
Okay.
And we've everything laid out there for all the events.
And it's all online and safe and all of that as well. So it's great.
It is, yeah.
Okay, Mary, thanks a million. Thanks for talking to us about that today.
Thank you so much, Declan.
Take care. Not a problem. Mary Minahan there, Artistic Director of Smashing Times, telling us about the 2020 Dublin Arts and Human Rights Festivals. And she gave the details there of where to get all the information and lots of other partners involved in